So we join the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for this chance to be able to speak to all of you. Please pardon me, my Mandarin is not good, so I'm speaking in English. Thankful for the Lord's keeping. I've just come back from the True Life BP Church Camp.
我刚刚从真生命堂的营会回来。
So thank God for keeping me in health and strength also.
感谢神保守我，赐给我健康与力量。
Thankful that we can all be here today to listen to the Word of God.
感谢神，今天我们大家都可以聚集在这里来聆听神的话语。
Right, so before we go to our text today, let us pray.
在读神的话语之前，让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father and our God.
我们在天上的父，我们的神。
We come before thee in this time. We ask thee for thy blessings upon us. Thank thee for your word of truth. For how it is light and life to all of us. We pray, Lord, that you give to us wisdom to understand. Give to us strength this afternoon. And humble our hearts before you. Cleanse us of our sins. And sanctify us. Be thou with us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The topic that has been given to me is walk as children of God's love.
行事为人，蒙神慈爱的恩。
So how long does it take for a child to learn how to walk?
一个小孩要花多长的时间才能学习行走走路呢？
What about the parents here? Can you tell us?
在座的父母能够告诉我吗？
Almost a year.
接近一年的时间吗？
Right, since I come here also, I think I've seen how Tian Rou started how to walk also.
加入到这个教会，我也看到天鹅如何的开始行走。
It's very interesting to see how a child learns how to walk.
看到一个孩子如何学习走路是很有趣的。
They're always very unsteady, need a lot of help.
他们非常的不稳，也需要很多的帮助。
But once they grow up,
可是一旦他们长大,
you know, when they can start being very confident,
当他们对走路有自信的时候,
they don't need to concentrate on how to walk anymore.
他们不再需要集中精神来走路。
Just like us today.
就像我们今天,
we don't even think much when we need to walk.
当我们走路的时候, 我们也不需要, 太多的去想。
But a child needs to guide them step by step.
可是孩子需要一步一步的教导他们。
Because they have no strength in their legs.
因为他们脚没有力量。
And also for us, when we get older,
而我们当我们长大的时候,
we also have problems with walking. My grandmother, she has high blood pressure.
就我的祖母,
so last time she can walk very far with no problems.
她之前能够行走走很远都没问题。
But in the last few years, suddenly she had a whole lot of problems.
可是在过去的几年,她就有了很多的困难。
In just a few years, she needs a wheelchair or stick to move about.
再过了几年，他就需要轮椅或是一个拐杖来行走。
Right, and so we see how walking is a very important part of our lives.
所以我们看到行走在我们生命当中是一个很重要的部分。
And what about us as children of God?
而我们身为神的儿女又如何呢？
The Apostle Paul has used walking to show to us how we live our lives.
使徒保罗用行走这个图片来描述我们如何的行事为人。
And walking is a good illustration.
行走是个很好的一个比喻。
Because walking, you need to go step by step.
因为行走你需要是一步一步走。
Just like how we live our life.
就如我们如何过我们的生命。
Day by day.
一日复一日。
Moment by moment.
一时过一时。
But the question is, how have we walked?
可是问题是我们是如何的过我们的生命呢？
Have we walked well and strongly in the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有在主里, 很好的来行走。
Or are we sometimes like children or old people where we stumble and we fall very easily?
可是还是我们有时像我们的旧人, 我们走路的时候我们跌倒呢?
Which picture describes our walk in Christ?
哪个图片能够来描述我们在基督里的行走呢？
Today in this passage, we will find how the Apostle Paul will encourage.
今天我们在这段经文能够学习到使徒保罗如何的来鼓励我们。
How he can teach all of us to walk day by day in Christ.
教导我们如何的一日每日都在主里来行走。
And he also teach us how not to walk.
也教导我们如何的不要来行走。
How not to walk in the wrong ways.
不要走那错的道路。
So first of all, in this passage, we look at verse 1 and 2.
所以在今天的经文我们先看第一跟第二节。
We will find that we must walk in the love of Christ.
我们学习到我们必须凭爱心来行事。
And there are two commands given to us in these two verses.
在这两个经文里面有两个命令。
And the first one is that we must be followers of God.
第一是告诉我们我们该效法神。
We must follow Christ.
我们要来跟从耶稣。
This word follow here is used 7 times in the New Testament.
这个词效法在新约圣经出现了七次。
And each time it is used in a good sense.
每次提到这个效法这个字的时候都是一个善的用法。
6 times it is used to show how we ought to walk and follow good examples.
6次是拿来形容我们如何应当来效法好的榜样。
But just once here in Ephesians 5:1.
而有一次在这里以弗所书五章一节。
It commands us to follow Jesus Christ himself.
这里命令我们要来效法主耶稣基督。
And that is the first and most important thing that we must remember today.
这是我们今天第一也是最重要的我们要来记得的。
Sometimes it is easy for us to follow people.
有时我们来效法来跟从人是很容易的。
And again, if you think of children.
如果我们来想想孩子们。
When you see them watch all those cartoons and television.
你看他们来看那些卡通片的时候。
Sometimes they learn a lot of words from the cartoons.
他们从卡通里面可以学习到很多的言语。
Then they just repeat all these things.
他们就会来重复的说。
Sometimes you don't even know what they're talking about.
有时你也不知道他们在说什么。
They learn how to fight also by watching cartoons.
他们看卡通片也学习如何的来打架。
But then they try to act like their favorite characters.
他们也来跟随他们最喜欢的那个角色。
Whether it's like Superman.
比如说超人。
And they will try to run about like this, trying to fly.
他们会学那超人的样式来跑步。
They know they cannot fly.
他们知道自己不能够飞。
But they try to imitate and follow.
可是他们来模仿，要来跟随。
Maybe for us as Christians today.
身为基督徒，我们今天。
Thank God that there are leaders in the church to follow.
我们感谢神，我们教会有领袖，我们能够来学习。
There are examples of mature spiritual people that we can follow.
有属灵成熟的人，我们可以来跟随，来效法。
Right, so we see how they talk.
我们看他们如何的交谈。
We see how they serve in the church.
我们如何在教会里侍奉。
Right, they show to us how it is like to be a faithful Christian.
他们教导我们如何做一个忠心的基督徒。
But most importantly, they show us how it is to be like Christ.
是最重要的，他教导了我们如何的来效法耶稣基督。
It's not just what is on the outside.
不只是外在的。
But the heart inside.
而是内在的，我们的内心。
Where you can see that these are followers of Christ.
我们能够看到他们是在跟随基督。
It is not just them themselves anymore.
不再是他们自己。
But others can see Christ in them.
可是人家能够通过他们的生命看到基督。
And this is not just for church leaders.
这不只是给予教会的领袖。
Because this verse is given to all of us.
因为这段经节是给我们在座的每一位。
Paul here says, be followers of God as dear children.
使徒保罗在这里说到，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙神慈爱的儿女一样。
So no matter how old or how young you are.
无论你多年长或多年幼。
You can be a follower of Christ.
你都可以来效法基督。
And you can be a Christian that is faithful.
你可以做一个忠心的基督徒。
Whether you're old or young.
无论你是老或少。
There is no excuse for this.
都没有任何的借口。
Right, that's why in church, from young, they are taught Bible lessons also.
所以在教会里年幼的，我们都教导他们圣经的课程。
In Christian families also, Christian parents will teach them how to sing Christian hymns.
在基督徒的家庭里面，一些家长们都教导孩子们来唱基督徒的诗歌。
Because the parents desire them to grow up to be a good Christian.
因为家长们都希望孩子们能够长大成为一个好的基督徒。
To be a believer of Christ also.
成为一个信耶稣基督的人。
Here it commands us to be humble.
这里他命令我们要来谦卑。
We must be like little children who will just follow.
要像年幼的孩子们来学习来跟随。
How they easily imitate or follow what they see.
他们很轻易的就来模仿他们所看到的。
So when we read the Bible,
所以当我们读神的话语的时候，
we see how the Lord Jesus lived.
我们看到耶稣基督他活着的榜样。
We see how the followers of Christ lived.
我们看到那些效法基督的他们如何的生活。
Whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament,
无论是在旧约或新约，
there are many things to learn.
我们都能够学习到很多的功课。
Because for our whole life we will be following Christ.
因为我们的一生都要来跟随主耶稣基督。
And as Christians, how have we followed Christ?
身为基督徒，我们是如何的来跟随耶稣呢？
And also to ask, are you following Christ in the first place?
首先我们要问的，你是否有来跟随基督吗？
Because in verse 2,
因为在第二节，
this is where we can see the reason for following Christ.
这里我们能够看到效法基督的理由的原因。
And it says here, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
第二节这里说到，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物与神。
The wonderful gospel is given to us in this verse.
在这里教导我们美妙的福音。
God has sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to be here on earth.
神已经差遣了他的独生儿子主耶稣基督降世为人。
To be born amongst us.
来生在我们人群当中。
To live a perfect life.
过了完全的生命。
To suffer and die for us.
为我们受苦受死。
And also to rise again for us.
也为我们从死里复活。
It's a wonderful thing for us to listen to.
这是一个美妙的东西让我们来学习。
It's a wonderful promise that is given to us.
这是一个奇妙的应许给了我们。
That if we believe in Jesus Christ.
如果我们来信靠主耶稣基督。
Knowing that because God has loved us.
知道神已经爱了我们。
Because Jesus Christ loved us.
因为基督爱我们。
That is why he went to the cross for us.
所以他去了十字架。
Because all of us, we are sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够救自己。
But yet, in God's love, he sent Christ for us.
可是按着神的慈爱，他差遣了耶稣基督为我们。
Have you believed in Christ?
你已经信靠了主耶稣基督吗？
Coming to church does not make you a Christian.
来教会不能够使你做一个基督徒。
Even being baptized does not make you a Christian.
甚至受洗也不代表你是个基督徒。
Because inside in your heart, you must truly believe in Christ.
你必须从心底的来信靠耶稣基督。
You must have experienced and known of the love of God.
你必须体验也知道神的大爱。
Because if you do not know the love of Christ,
因为如果你不认识基督的爱，
you cannot walk in Christ's love.
你就不能够行走在基督的爱中。
Maybe you can follow other Christians and come to church.
你或许能够跟随其他的基督徒来到教会。
Maybe you can learn some things from the Bible.
或许你能够从圣经学到一些功课。
But if you want to live out a life like Christ,
可是如果你要过一个有基督样式的生命，
It's going to be very difficult.
是很艰难的。
Because in your heart there's not the love of Christ.
因为你心里没有基督的爱。
So do you have the love of Christ in you today?
所以今天你心里有基督的爱吗？
Have you responded to the love of Christ?
你已经回应了基督对你的爱吗？
And here it says that the Lord Jesus Christ,
在这里也告诉我们主耶稣基督，
while he has loved us and given himself for us,
他爱我们也将自己的生命献上。
It is something that is acceptable to God himself.
他这样的献上自己是被神所悦纳的。
And the Bible describes it here as a sweet smelling savor.
在这里 圣经将它描述为馨香的供物。
The Old Testament when they burn the sacrifices.
在旧约当信徒他们献祭物的时候。
When people did things the right way.
当人们按照做出正确的做正确的方式的时候。
And also with the right heart.
有一个正确的心态的时候。
So he said, God will be pleased.
神会悦纳。
He will be very pleased to accept their sacrifices.
神会喜悦来接受他们的供物。
Of course, the highest sacrifice is none other than Jesus Christ himself.
而最高的祭物就是主耶稣基督自己。
How he saved us, it was something that was pleasing to God.
他如何的来拯救我们，这是被神所喜悦的。
And not just how he died and rose for us,
不止他如何的为我们死而复活。
Not just how he saved us,
不止他如何的来拯救我们。
But also how he lived.
也包括他如何的过他的生命。
So if you want to please God in your life,
所以如果你的生命要来讨神的喜悦，
then you follow after Jesus Christ in how he lived.
你就来跟随主耶稣基督他活着的方式。
That is how your life can become sweet.
这就是你的生命如何能够变成馨香的。
Life can be something that smells very good.
你的生命是馨香的。
You know, sometimes when people put on perfume.
你知道有些人当他们擦香水的时候。
I don't know why some people they put on so much perfume.
我不知道为什么有些人喜欢擦那么多的香水。
You know, as you step into the lift.
有时你踏进电梯的时候。
No, they are not there.
那个人已经不在了。
But then you can still smell the perfume.
可是你还闻到那个香味。
Then after a few hours you come back.
过了几个小时你回来。
The smell is still there.
那个气味还在那里。
Then sometimes you can tell whether it's a man or whether it's a woman.
你甚至能够猜测是男人的还是女人的香水。
Right, depending on the type of smell you have.
看那个香味是如何的。
And that's the idea that we see down here.
这就是这里在这里的一个概念。
If it is good perfume, it is pleasing.
如果是个好的香水是我们所喜欢的。
And that is to show how our life must be pleasing also.
我们的生命也要如此来讨神的喜悦。
As the Lord Jesus Christ was an acceptable sacrifice.
就如耶稣基督是个被神悦纳的祭物。
When we follow Christ, our life also must be an acceptable sacrifice.
当我们来效法基督的时候，我们的生命也必须是一个受神所悦纳的祭物。
When our life is pleasing to God,
当我们的生命受讨神的喜悦，
there will be this sweet smelling savor also in our lives.
我们就有这样一个馨香的一个味道在我们生命当中。
Because God sees our every action.
因为神看到我们所做的一切。
He sees our every word.
看到我们所说的每句话。
He sees our hearts.
他看到我们的心。
And the question is this.
问题就在这里。
Will he be pleased with what he sees?
他所看到的他会喜悦吗？
Will the Lord be pleased with how we are living today?
我们今天所过的生命神会喜悦吗？
Will the Lord accept our lives?
神会悦纳我们的生命吗？
And what we can do is this, is to walk in the love of Christ.
我们所能做的就要行在主耶稣基督的爱里。
Not in the love of the world.
而不是行在这贪婪世界的爱里。
And that is the right way to walk.
这就是那正确行走的方法。
And as a Christian, it is the only way to walk.
而身为基督徒，这是唯一行走的方法。
Because now that you have the love of Christ with you,
因为当我们有基督的爱在我们里面，
what other love can be greater than the love of Christ?
有什么爱能够比这基督的爱更伟大呢？
The love of money?
是贪爱钱财吗？
The love of your friends?
是贪爱你的朋友吗？
The love of your family?
是爱你的家人吗？
Or the love for yourself.
甚至是爱你自己。
The love of your own fame, your own name.
爱你自己的名利。
Right, all these things, do we love all these things?
我们是否爱这些事情呢？
Is our love for all these things greater than the love of Christ?
我们是否爱这些事情多过我们爱基督呢？
I hope the answer in your heart is, of course not.
我希望我们大家心中的答案是，当然不是。
Of course, if you love Christ,
当然如果你爱基督，
as little children,
如孩子们，
you will faithfully follow the way of Christ,
你会忠心的来效法基督，
and you'll be something that's acceptable to God,
将会是蒙神所悦纳的，
something that is pleasing to God,
蒙神所喜悦。
So, what can you do to walk like this?
所以我们能够做什么来过这样的生命呢？
Sometimes we know it's very easy to forget.
我们知道很容易我们会忘记。
Sometimes we are comfortable in our own homes.
或许我们在家里非常的安逸。
Sometimes we are so comfortable with our friends.
在朋友里我们感觉到很舒适。
And we'll quickly forget about Christ.
我们会忘记基督。
We can remind ourselves daily about Christ.
我们要每日来提醒我们自己关于基督。
Think about his name.
要想想基督的名字。
Pray to him.
向他祷告。
And then, think about what he has done for you.
也思想他所为我们成就，所成就的一切。
Think of his sacrifice and love for you.
思想他对我们的大爱与他的牺牲。
And we examine ourselves.
也来审查我们自己。
Have we done everything because of the love of Christ?
我们所做的一切是否都是出于对基督的爱？
How we love others around us?
我如何的爱我们的邻舍？
Is it because we love Jesus Christ?
是因为我们爱基督吗？
We want to reach out to this person.
我们要向他们来传福音。
We want to set a good example to our children.
我们要为我们的孩子们设立好的榜样。
That's why we live by the love of Christ.
所以我们要靠着主耶稣基督的爱而行。
Because we want them also to know the love of Christ.
因为我们也要他们也来认识到基督的爱。
Maybe they have read about the gospel before.
或许他们有读过福音。
But how will they see the love of Christ?
可是他们要如何看到基督的爱呢？
They will look at you.
他们看你。
You and me.
看你和我。
All of us who are called Christians.
我们这些称为基督徒的。
And by our example, by our living.
通过我们的榜样，通过我们的生命。
That's where they will see the love of Christ.
他们能够看到基督的爱被彰显。
If we are followers of Christ,
如果我们效法基督,
then surely there must be a kind of love that is special.
那么我们的生命一定有着特别的一种爱。
This kind of love that you cannot see anywhere else.
这种爱在其他地方是看不见的。
But only amongst this group of people called Christians.
唯独在这群人就是称作基督徒的这群人。
Children of God's love.
我们是蒙神慈爱的儿女。
We must walk in such a way.
我们要这样的来行事为人。
And so when we come to the other verses in this passage,
我们接下来看这段经文的其他经文。
The Apostle Paul also will give some warnings on how we ought not to walk.
使徒保罗也给了一些警戒，我们如何不要的来行走。
First of all, in verse 3 to verse 4.
首先我们看第三和第四节。
Do not walk in filthiness.
不要行事的事，行那些污秽的事。
And first of all, verse 3 says, But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints.
所以第三节这样的说道，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在人中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
Fornication here is all the wrong desires.
这里讲到的淫乱是我们所有不正确的那些私欲。
Whether they are sexual sins or any other kind of lust.
不论是那些行淫的罪或是其他的私欲。
A desire that is not right.
这些不正确的私欲。
And all uncleanness.
一切污秽。
Or covetousness.
或是贪婪。
Whether it is uncleanness in our hearts within.
无论是我们心中的污秽
or in the things that we do,
或是我们所行的那种污秽
there must be no part of uncleanness at all.
在我们生命都不可以有这样的污秽
We must be clean inside and outside.
我们的里面和外面都是要洁净的
It says here, and they must not once be named among you.
在这里也提到在你们中间连提都不可
That means, right, when people think of you,
就是说当别人想起你的时候
They will not attach these evil things to your name
他们不会把这些污秽恶事呢连到你的名字上
So when you do anything in life
所以当你行事为人的时候
Even in a simple conversation
无论是一个简单的交谈
This sin and evil will not be found
这罪和污秽呢不会出现
There must be no relationship between all this evil and us.
我们与这些罪与污秽呢，不能够有任何的关联。
Because here we are called saints.
因为这里提到我们是圣徒。
We are a holy people.
我们是那些 圣洁的人。
The people that are separated from evil and the world.
我们是从罪、从邪恶、从世界里分别为圣的人。
And the Lord has made us saints.
神也是让我们成为圣徒。
And in our whole lives, we will be sanctified.
我们整个生命将要得胜。
We will keep on learning how to walk the right way.
要一直的来学习，继续的学习如何走那正确的道路。
Daily by prayer and the reading of God's word.
每日通过读经祷告。
We examine and see how we behave.
我们省察我们自己的生命。
Examine our own hearts.
看我们自己的心。
And then we pray that we will live like saints.
然后我们祷告，我们行事为人要像圣徒一样。
More and more holy each day.
每日越来越圣洁。
More and more separated from the world.
越来越与世界分别为圣。
Not saying that you hide and lock yourself in your house, you don't come out.
我不是说你把自己锁在家里不出门。
Right, but the thing is this.
可是我们要。
We must be careful that we must not be like the world.
可是我们要谨慎，我们不要效法这世界。
Right, and this is for the sake of the testimony of Christ.
这是为了主耶稣基督的见证。
So when people look at our testimony,
好叫别人看到我们的见证的时候，
they will know that this is someone who is holy.
他们能够看到这个人是圣洁的。
Someone who is very different.
这个人非常的不同。
And why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because of Christ.
因为基督。
And in verse 4, there are some practical points that Paul brings in.
在第四节有一些实际的一些教导，使徒保罗教导我们。
Says neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
第四节这么说，淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Realize a few of these points have to do with our conversation.
要记得这些都提到我们的言语。
It's like foolish talking.
在这里讲到的戏笑的话。
Right, these things that are not profitable.
这些妄语，这些是没有益处的话。
Right, and there is also filthiness.
这里也提到淫词。
Things that we do or say that are very shameful.
这些所说出来的话是可耻的。
And there's also joking.
也有戏笑的话。
Is there anything wrong with joking?
当我们说这些戏笑的话，说笑话的时候，有错吗？
Of course not.
当然没有。
But we must be careful in how we joke in life.
可是我们在生命里开玩笑的时候，我们要小心。
There is a time and place for it.
说笑话也有适当的时间。
As Christians, we must be sober.
身为基督徒，我们要谨慎。
We have to be serious for the Lord.
我们要为主理来警醒。
And even when we joke and laugh sometimes,
当我们有时候开玩笑，在欢乐的时候，
we must think.
我们要想，
What are we laughing at?
我们所笑的是在笑什么呢？
Is this something good to laugh at?
这是一个当来开玩笑的吗？
Right, because sometimes we are very comfortable with our friends.
有时候我们在我们朋友当中非常的舒适。
And then we start joking.
我们就开始的来开玩笑。
Sometimes we joke about everything under the sun.
我们在天底下的事情都拿来开玩笑。
And then we are not serious in such a way.
然后我们就不谨慎了。
But these are things that are not convenient or very out of place.
这些话是不相宜的，是不合适的。
So how can we help ourselves like this?
所以我们要怎样的来帮助我们自己呢？
Well, the Bible gives to us the solution here.
圣经这里教导我们当如何的来帮助我们自己。
Last part of verse 4 says this.
第四节的后半部分这样说。
But rather giving of thanks.
总要说感谢的话。
We slowly replace our conversations.
我们将我们的言语来更换。
Not just amongst Christians.
不只是在基督徒当中。
Right, sometimes in church it's easy to have good conversations or sharings.
有时候在教会里很容易能够有那正确的分享与交谈。
Because you're very conscious, right? You have elders, you have preachers here, wow, you must be careful.
因为我们知道我们周围周遭当中有长老有传道。
Problem is sometimes when we are at home or with our friends outside.
就是有时候我们在家里或是与在外的朋友的时候。
Then our speech, our way of talking changes.
我们说话的言语态度都变了。
The things that we talk about also changes.
我们所说的话的内容也不同了。
And we know what kind of conversations the world has, right?
我们也知道这世界他们所喜欢交谈的是什么。
You know, I like to go to hawker centers.
我喜欢去小贩中心。
Not the kind that likes to go to restaurant.
我不太喜欢去餐馆。
So in all these hawker centers, it's very noisy, very busy.
所以在这小贩中心非常的吵，非常的忙碌。
So sometimes it's interesting when you sit there to eat.
有时很有趣，你坐下来吃饭的时候。
Well, sometimes you can listen to conversations from the tables around you.
你能够听到你周遭那些桌子他们所在交谈的。
Not that I want to, you know, eavesdrop or want to listen to what they say.
不是说我要去偷听他们在讲什么。
But sometimes they just talk so loud.
可是有时他们说话就是那么的大声。
And you find that why they are talking so loud most of the time is this.
你发现他们说话会那么大声的原因就在这里。
It's not just because they are drinking.
不是因为他们，不只是因为他们在喝酒。
Not just because they are happy sometimes.
也不只是因为他们很快乐。
But most of the time, you find that there's so much complaining.
因为时常的时候，我们发现有很多的埋怨。
Hey, whether they're old or whether they're young.
无论他们是年长或年幼。
The students then will complain about their school, complain about their parents.
学生们会投诉，会埋怨他们的学校，他们的家长。
And also, you have the old who will sit there and complain.
年长的也会坐在那里来投诉，来埋怨。
They'll complain about their children.
埋怨他们的孩子。
Complain about things like CPF, retirement.
埋怨他们公积金，埋怨关于他们退休。
Right, you see this everywhere.
我们在周遭都能够看到。
You get into a taxi, sometimes the driver also, you cannot run away.
有时候你搭德士，德士司机也这么的来埋怨。
Sometimes you go to the market, also it's like that.
比如说你到巴沙也是如此。
Right, everyone complains, wow, why is this vegetable so expensive? Why is the fish so expensive?
每个人都在投诉说为什么菜那么贵，为什么鱼那么贵。
Wow, then last month it was 10 cents cheaper, that kind of thing.
上个月是便宜了一毛钱，为什么这样？
Right, and all this noise going on about everywhere.
在我们周遭都有这样的埋怨的声音。
And television also.
甚至电视也是如此。
Right, all this kind of conversations going on.
这些交谈，这些言语都在我们的周围。
Are we part of all these things?
我们与这些事都有关联，是他们的一部分吗？
And things that are filthy or shameful in this world.
这些这里说到的言辞，在这世上可耻的话。
Sometimes you look at the television.
有时候我们看电视机。
Sometimes you look at the newspapers.
我们看报纸。
Right, especially the 晚报，
特别是新民晚报。
Right, sometimes on the train you see people reading.
有时候我们搭地铁的时候，我们看到有人在阅读。
And you see some of the photos on it, some of the things in it.
你看上面的那些照片，上面的字眼。
And you think how come people are reading this kind of things?
你会想为什么人们在读这些报章呢？
Do we like this kind of things?
我们是否喜悦这些事情？
Are we part of all these things that go on in the world?
我们有跟随着世界上我们是世上的一部分吗？
Sometimes we become very relaxed.
有时候我们变得很安逸。
We think it's very normal. Everyone does it.
我们以为很正常，大家都在这么做。
Sometimes we think a little bit it's okay, doesn't matter.
有时候我们认为一点点。没关系，不重要。
No, just a bit of gossip with my friends.
有一点与我朋友一点的闲话没问题。
And after all, we find that when we look at ourselves,
过不久我们看我们自己的时候，
we are not much different from them.
我们发现我们与世上的人一样。
And the thing is, they will still know that you go to church on Sunday.
问题是他们仍然的知道你在主日里去教会。
I don't go to church on Sunday.
我主日没有去教会。
So what's the difference in our life?
你和我们的生命有什么不同呢？
We talk about the same things.
我们谈论一样的事。
We complain about the same things.
我们埋怨一样的事。
The way we see the world is the same.
我们看待这世界是一样的。
So why bother going to church?
我们为什么要去教会呢？
Why bother believing in Jesus Christ?
为什么要来信耶稣基督呢？
That's why it's so important that we do not walk this path.
所以很重要，我们不要与这世上的人行同样的一条道路。
Sometimes it's okay, we can exchange news with our friends.
有时候是可以的，我们与我们的朋友交换消息。
We can talk about many things, about school, about the government, about the country.
我们能够讨论许多的事情，比如说学校、政府等等。
But how we talk about it, that matters.
可是我们如何的来交谈很重要。
People will see how a Christian looks at this world.
别人会看我们基督徒是如何的来看待这个世界。
And for here, we can be a thankful people.
而我们要做一个是常说感谢话的人。
Life can be very difficult.
我们的生命 或许很艰难。
Whether it is our health or environment around us,
可能是我们的健康或是我们周遭的环境。
But what makes a difference?
可是不同在哪里呢？
Is that we have Jesus Christ, the love of Christ.
不同是我们有耶稣基督，我们有基督的爱。
This is something that we can always be thankful for.
这是我们能够来感谢神的。
That's where we can also start reaching out to our friends.
我们也可以从这里来向我们的朋友传福音。
They see the happiness and joy that we have in Jesus Christ.
他们看到我们生命当中在主里的喜乐。
They see the love and care that we have towards them.
他们也看到我们对他们的爱与关怀。
And they must know that all these things is because we love Christ.
他们要知道我们都做这一切都是因为基督的爱。
And we want them to know about Christ too.
而我们也同样的要他们来认识基督。
This is where we put ourselves away.
我们就在这里将自己放在后面。
Putting our own desires of the heart away.
把我们自己所想要 的私欲都撇开。
And putting Christ highest of all.
将基督摆在首位。
And lastly, in verse 5 to verse
7. 最后在第五到第七节。
Paul will return to this illustration about children.
保罗回到这孩子的比喻。
And here we learn, walk not as disobedient children.
这里我们学习到不要像悖逆之子来行事。
Verse 5 says, For this ye know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
第五节说到，因为你们确实已知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
This is a description of the people of the world.
这节描述了这世上的人。
Right, in verse 6, we see that the wrath of God, judgment will come upon them.
在这里，在第六节说到神的愤怒，神的审判将临到他们。
Right, that's why we must not be like them.
所以我们不能够像他们一样。
Because we have received of the promise of Christ.
因为我们已经得了基督的应许。
We will not fall under the wrath of God.
我们不会受神的愤怒。
And here it says that the difference is because we have received of an inheritance.
而这里说到的不同是我们已经得了天上的产业。
And inheritance is given to us.
这产业已经给了我们。
Can you earn an inheritance?
我们能够继承产业，得到产业吗？
You know, you only gain an inheritance because of your position.
对不起，是我们能够赚取产业吗？其实不可以，因为我们只能够继承产业。
Right, I'm the eldest son in my family.
我是我家的长子。
Right, so I will inherit from my father.
所以我会从我父亲继承他的产业。
Now, the thing is this, God has given to us Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里也教导我们，神已经将耶稣基督赐给了我们。
He has given to us the promise of the kingdom of Christ and of God.
赐给我们基督和神的国这个应许。
We don't deserve this.
我们是不配得到的。
And we don't deserve to be His children.
我们是不配成为神的儿女。
But yet God saved us.
可是神拯救了我们。
He called us His own children.
呼召了我们成为他的儿女。
And gave to us His precious promises.
赐给我们他宝贵的应许。
Now, when you think of this, will a father want to give his inheritance to a disobedient child?
是想想一个父亲愿意把他的产业给予一个悖逆、不顺从他的孩子吗？
If you know that your child is someone that is very wicked,
如果你知道你的孩子常常做恶事，
If you know that whatever you give to him, he will use it in the wrong way,
你知道你所给他的，他都会拿去败坏、浪费掉。
You will feel like you don't want to give to this child, right?
当然的，你就不愿意把任何的东西给这孩子。
Whatever money you give to this child,
你给他任何的金钱，
the child will just spend it on evil and the things of this world.
孩子将会滥用，花在这世上不好的事情上。
He will waste it away.
他会将它浪费掉。
So Paul reminds us this.
所以是保罗在这里提醒我们。
We have been given something much more precious than gold and silver.
神已经给了我们比金银更宝贵的事。
We have inherited the kingdom of God.
我们已经继承了神的国。
And this one thing, is it precious to us?
问题是，这对我们来说是宝贵的吗？
And we recognize that we are children of God.
当我们认识到我们是神的儿女。
When we want to live as children of God.
我们要活着像神的儿女一样。
then we will not be disobedient children. And all these people mentioned in verse 5,
在这里第五节所提到的人,
these types of people, they are idolatrous.
这类人他们是拜偶像的,
because they do not have Christ. They only have themselves. They only have this world. There is no hope of heaven for them. And that's why they will live only for themselves. They are disobedient because there is no one to obey. But for us, we obey our Heavenly Father.
可是我们呢, 我们顺服我们的天父,
our Father who loves us. Our Heavenly Father who has given to us Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father who will receive us to Himself one day. Our Heavenly Father who knows our every action, our every thought. Should we not fear Him? Should we not love Him?
难道我们不该来爱他吗?
Should we not love to obey Him?
我们难道不该来爱,喜爱来顺服他吗?
For a Father who has given to us such an inheritance,
因为我们的天父已经赐给我们这极大的产业,
should we love Him all the more, so much?
我们应该更加的来爱他,
honor Him above everything else on this earth,
来将他居于首位,
and live for Him.
也为他而活,
and this is something that I hope will describe our lives as obedient children. And Paul also warns about deception in verse 6.
在第六节, 保罗也, 警告我们不要被欺哄,
he knows that others will try to influence all these Christians. That's why he says, let no man deceive you with vain words.
所以在第六节说到不要被人虚浮的话欺哄,
be careful.
他说要小心,
know that the word of God is true.
要知道神的话语圣经是真理,
and then just simply follow it.
然后要来顺服,
but yet it is also difficult sometimes.
可是有时是艰难的,
because the moment we stop reading God's word,
因为一旦我们不读神的话语,
we stop thinking about God's word,
我们停止思想神的话语的时候,
and how the Bible tells us to live,
我们不想圣经的教导的时候,
then we are only left with the world. We will listen to the voices of this world,
我们会听到这世上人所说的,
and then we will forget our position as God's children.
我们会忘记我们的身份, 我们是神的儿女.
The world will try to deceive us,
这世界将尝试的来欺哄我们,
to make us disobey God,
使到我们不顺服神.
And Satan is also very smart.
撒旦魔鬼也是非常的聪明,
he knows he cannot take away your salvation,
他知道他不能将你的救恩夺取,
but what he can do is to make all of us disobedient.
可是他能够做的是叫我们都不顺服神,
and he will try to destroy our testimony,
将尝试的来毁掉我们的见证.
And this is the deception that we find.
这就是我们所能看到的这样的一个画面.
So don't listen to empty words,
所以不要听别人虚浮的话,
or the very limited wisdom of this world.
或是这世上有限的那些智慧,
listen to what our Heavenly Father has to say.
要听我们天父所说的话.
Lastly, in verse 7,
最后在第七节,
Paul again just simply says this.
第七节使徒保罗这么的说,
be not ye therefore partakers with them.
所以你们不要与他们同伙,
right, and don't be with them in any way at all.
不要与他们同伙, 就是不要在任何的方面和他们在一起.
Don't join them in the things that they do.
他们所行的不要加入他们.
Don't go on the same path that they are taking.
他们所走的路不要与他们走同样的一条路.
You cannot have one foot on the path of holiness,
你不能够一脚踏在成圣的道路上,
and then another foot on the path of disobedience and sin.
而另外一脚却踏在那败坏悖逆的道路上.
Sometimes we are not even careful.
有时候我们不小心,
we don't keep Christ in mind.
我们不常常的纪念基督,
we don't keep God's word in our mind or hearts.
我们不把神的话语藏在我们的心里,
Then we are found a path of disobedience.
我们就走在那不顺服的道路上。
Then only when God will chastise us.
当神来管教我们的时候。
And like how a disobedient child must be punished.
就一个不乖的孩子他要受刑罚。
To teach a child what is right and what is wrong.
来教导他什么是正确，什么是不正确。
Sometimes God has to correct us in the same way also.
同样的神也要来管教我们。
Make us feel pain.
使到我们感到疼痛。
Put us in trouble.
叫我们经历困难。
Then we realize that, I'm so disobedient.
我们才会意识到我在不顺服神。
I could have walked in a path of peace and joy in Christ.
可以行在主耶稣基督里有平安有喜乐的道路上。
As an obedient child.
我只要顺服神，做个顺服的儿女。
But sometimes we are so foolish.
可是我们有时十分的愚昧。
Sometimes we don't even see it, we stumble.
我没有看到，我们就跌倒。
And let's all pray that you'll walk as obedient children.
祷告我们每一位都是做顺服神的儿女。
So today we have learned 3 points here.
所以今天我们学习到三个功课。
The first is to walk in the love of Christ.
第一是要行在基督的爱中。
Knowing how Christ lived and died and loved and rose for us because he loved us.
知道耶稣基督因为他爱我们的缘故，他如何的过活，为我们而死，为我们死里复活。
Walk not in the filthiness of this world.
也不要行污秽的事。
Walk not as disobedient children.
不要行事为人，像那悖逆之子一样。
But walk as children of God's love.
可是要做蒙神慈爱的儿女。
Our testimony in our life then will be sweet.
我们的生命，我们的见证才会是馨香的。
It will be pleasing to God.
能够蒙神的悦纳。
And our life also.
我们的生命,
we will have the peace and joy of Christ with us always.
能够有耶稣基督的平安与恩与喜乐常常与我们同在。
That's how a child will want to please the Father.
有一个孩子如何的希望来讨神讨父亲的喜悦。
May we be obedient children of God's love.
愿我们也做顺服神儿女。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Our Father and our God.
我们的天父，我们的神。
Thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你，我们主耶稣基督。
Who has given to us this heavenly inheritance.
他赐给了我们在天上的产业。
We pray, O Lord, that others will see Jesus in us.
我祷告其他人能够通过我们的生命看见耶稣。
That by our lives, others will know the gospel.
通过我们的生命，别人能够认识到福音。
Pray that every single one of us here will know of Christ personally.
祷告我们在座的每一位都会。 亲身的来认识主耶稣基督。
That we will be sure of our salvation.
我们能够对我们的信仰有确信。
You continue to teach us your way.
愿神你继续的教导我们你的道路。
May all of us be found as your children.
愿我们每一位都做神你的儿女。
Help us to walk in the love of Christ.
帮助我们行在基督的爱中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.